Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 6th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Izia Thomas unveils elite technical leadership team for OWPC's eco-bioplastics as it positions to lead the $1 trillion global sustainable materials market. Izia Thomas, chairman and CEO of OWPC, has unveiled an elite technical leadership team for eco-bioplastics, positioning the company to lead the $1 trillion global sustainable materials market. The team, led by Fukuji Sautome and Steve Albrecht, includes industry experts Larry Lyons, Fred Massat, and Ed Louis Brand. With a focus on innovation, policy compliance, and industrial performance, EcoBio is set to deliver scalable solutions in the automotive, packaging, and materials sectors. The company's advanced micronization and pelletization process produces biofibers from organic matter, offering cost-effective, ESG-compliant alternatives to traditional materials. Partnering with companies like Stellantis and Flex N-Gate, EcoBio is expanding capacity to meet growing demand in EV components, packaging inserts, and industrial parts, driving significant revenue growth for OWPC.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.